How's everyone doing today? Sorry I didn't post anything yesterday. Got super busy driving out to Park Hill and then our game. I'm gonna kinda give you a recap of what happened. Last night we lost 57-7. That ended our season, and then majority of the seniors this year that ended our career too of playing football. Sadly, my teammates that probably will go to play college, but me and most of the others definitely won't. We started out good. They scored, and then they onsided it and recovered it and then scored again. And then they missed a few extra points, and then we finally got the ball rolling and went down there and scored a touchdown, missed the extra point because there was a good strong wind going last night that was a big factor. Then our defense had about 4 stops. Our offense couldn't really get rolling at all. They didn't really get rolling all night. We had some good stops. We forced them to kick a field goal about 4 or 5 times before halftime, and they missed off all of them. And then right before halftime, they scored a touchdown, and then we blocked the extra point. Then after halftime, I don't know what happened to us. We got close to the end zone and then fumbled it, and then they recovered it, and then just went back to driving on us and pounding on us. We just let it get to us, I guess. They just scored and scored and scored, and yeah, I mean, don't know really much to say. Score says it all, 57-7, but I think we all played good. Playing with a senior group, this is my senior season. I mean, all 4 years were great. One thing about us seniors, we went through 3 different head coaches in my whole football career in high school. My first year, my freshman year, Coach Wells, he was a good guy. He moved to Arkansas to coach another team. And then my sophomore junior year, we had Coach Thompson. He was a good guy too. He coached those 2 years. The first year, my sophomore year, we made it to the Final 4. Which if we would have beat CBC, which we were really close, we would have went to state and played St. Louis in the St. Louis Dome that they have there, but we lost. And then my junior year, we did fairly decent. We made it to the 2nd or 3rd round of playoffs last year. We did pretty good with that coach. And then this year we had a new head coach, Coach Thomas. He was a good guy. I don't know. I think with our record 2-7, he didn't really know what. I mean, he was a good coach. He kind of bonded us a lot more together, brought us more together as brothers and as a team. But I mean, last year we graduated like 30-something seniors on our football team, and we had a whole bunch of younger classmen step up this year. Our quarterback was a young kid, never played varsity in his life, and our whole offense is pretty much just younger classmen that never played a snap of varsity. So, I mean, that kind of was a big factor in our season this year, but I kind of wish the dice would roll a different way, and I wish we could have another week, but I guess the cards fall where they fall, and we'll just move on from here. We have a football banquet coming up. I don't remember. I think it's November 3rd. I don't know for sure. I'm sure I'll keep you guys posted on that. But as of now, starting to look for a job. I know this summer I'm going to be working on a dairy farm all summer, hopefully. And then also be doing some bullfighting for some rodeos here and there. If you guys don't know what that is, bullfighters are the guys that are in the arena the whole time. They're also known as rodeo clowns. We protect the rider when they get in or when they fall off the bull, and kind of distract them, make sure the rider gets to the fence safely. I've always had a thing with rodeos. I always kind of finish off what I was saying earlier. I've been in rodeo for a long time. My uncle got me into it. He rode, and then I started riding when I was little, and then I ended my career 4 or 5 years ago. And I'm looking to get back into it. Hopefully this summer. Just gonna see what happens over the next few months, and hopefully everything leads out to where it should. But I hope everyone's having a wonderful day, and talk to you guys later. Peace.